When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. 100 plus 2 boarded the tiny ship bound for prosperity and adventure. They bundled their dreams among meager worldly possessions and said their prayers. In its treacherous 66-day voyage over rough, storm-riddled seas, the crude vessel and those aboard were blown more than 500 miles off course. Only half who braved the trip would live to see a year beyond their departure of September 16, 1620. But those who did survive the Mayflower journey were America's first settlers who, while yet aboard the ship, formulated and signed an agreement establishing constitutional law and the rule of the majority. Their pilgrimage of courage and commitment helped forge a nation. Now, in 1893, the largest land run in history began with more than 100,000 people pouring into Oklahoma to stake their claims. A single pistol shot kick-started the mad dash of land-hungry pioneers on horseback and in carriages who raced forward to snatch the best acres. Their willingness to risk the dangers in a new and rugged country were due more to personal gain than national duty, but the grit it took still merits wonder for those who raced that day. Instead of a fight for land, the fight for bragging rights landed Thomas Hearns, the World Boxing Association WBA belt winner, face down in the ring in 1981. His welterweight opponent, Sugar Ray Leonard, World Boxing Council's welterweight champion. He came from behind to win the battle in front of 25,000 spectators. These two fighters punched their way to glory. For what? National pride? Personal gain or ticket sales for the boxing leagues? Still, those were a couple of tough contenders that wowed the crowd. Now, the motivation behind any courageous undertaking must be weighed heavily. Is it noble or greedy? Is the drive pushed by vision or vanity? Each of these historical moments happened on the same day in their designated year. There's nothing significant about the date. No time off for government employees or holidays from school. It's just another day, like today will be. But look again. Brave souls risked all they had to find a free place to worship and prosper. And families desperate to pursue the American dream dashed daringly across Oklahoma hills at breakneck speed. And two men of small stature scrapped and bum-rushed one another to become the big dog in a brutal battle ring. What are you doing today, tomorrow, or next week? I dare you to do something that impacts this nation for good. Begin a journey where you seek to worship in spirit and in truth. Share your faith with others. Serve in the church. Live like you only have 1 year to make a difference. I dare you to go after a dream. Accomplish something you've long pondered and have never been given permission to pursue. Run for the goal. Race for the finish line. Seize the day with anticipation and enthusiasm, grit and nerve. You just might find you have what it takes. And I dare you to fight the good fight, not for vain glory, but to fight for what's right. Just think, something you do this Friday could go down in history. Will it go down as noble national pride, selfish personal gain, or simple crowd-pleasing fame? It's up to you. How you live, and whether you'll leave a legacy. In case you haven't heard, we're thanking farmers this month on Ag 1280's Facebook page. Tell us about those who've gone down as noble farmers in your family. When you thank God for farmers, you'll be entered in a drawing for an autographed copy of Were You Born in a Barn? Like our page at Ag 1280 and comment or send us a message during the month of November. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate. Close for today.